All right. Okay, so, all right, so I want to talk today. First of all, welcome to those who were able to come because Veterans Day, or for other reasons, which is great. We should make it a pseudo holiday every day, every Monday, you know? We don't meet on, like, the big ones, you know, but, like, the medium ones.
We're thankful to our veterans.
Yeah, we are. We are thankful to our veterans. It's great. We should be. Here we go. We should be very thankful to our veterans. What we're going to do today is the following. A little, one of the most, I think, interesting people in this week's parsha is Lot. Lot gets a very bad rap, I think, for the most part. Maybe for good reason. But I want to focus on...
What about the women?
Lot's wife gets a worse rap. Than Lot's wife gets a worse rap, that's for sure. You know, she literally freezes and turns into salt. And that's not a medrash. That happens in the Torah. But I want to look at the story of Lot leaving Sodom and being saved and how the Torah refers to why he's saved. Okay, it's a, kind of like a very narrow question, but I think it's actually very interesting. So let's just start in source number one. I have for you, this is after Lot does his achnas sorchem to the malachim. He's already brought them in. He's offered his daughters to an angry mob. And it's finally time to destroy Sodom. So Vayomru Anashim, right? The Anashim, the malachim, say to Lot, O milecha po, chasanu, banecho, benosecha, v'chol eshadach ha-b'ir, hotei min ha-makom. Not only is Lot going to get saved, but Lot's daughters and his sons-in-law all have the offer to be saved here. We're destroying this place. Hashem basically sent us. It's too much already. Hashem sent us to destroy the city. Come on, let's go already. You can see, like, who's doing all the acting?
The malachim.
Who's doing nothing? Sounds like Lot, right? He's kind of like frozen. And we're going to see he's actually frozen in a second. Plus says, Vayismama. Vayismama. He freezes, literally. He doesn't know what to do. In the trap, Vayismama is a shalshele. Vayismama, which always is like an ambivalence, right? We talked about that before. Right? That's sort of like, he literally doesn't know what to do. He's frozen. He doesn't know how to make a decision. Should I go? Should I stay? They literally pull him out. They pull out Lot. They pull out his family, his daughters, and his wife, and he takes them out of the city. They're not leaving. He's pulling them out of the city. Okay. He takes them out. Run away. Save yourselves. Don't look behind you. Don't look backwards, etc. Interesting question in itself, like why should he not look back? What's the big deal? She looks back, she turns into a pillar of salt. Fine, I want to get into that part per se. But what ends up happening? Shem destroys the city. Now we're skipping ahead. Literally everything is incinerated. Right? It's actually it's sulfuric acid, right? That comes to literally destroy the entire city. Fine, but we assume that's why that area, right, is so salty. Right, the Dead Sea is how it is. And you can go if you pay the right tour guide. You can still go see Lot's wife for the right price. Right, for the right price. I remember that from when I was like nine. Maybe I think we went to my brother's bar mitzvah. We went to Israel. I was eight. We went to Masada, we went to the Dead Sea, and I still remember like the tour guide telling me like that. I think he was kidding. He wasn't, you know. But that's Mrs. Lot. But fine. So she turns around. Fine. Next morning. Avraham wakes up. He wakes up in that place where he had like, you know, had davened to Hashem to save Sodom, obviously unsuccessfully. He looks out at Sodom and Amora. Smoke is rising like the smoke of a furnace. It's been incinerated. And now the Torah says, Vayhi b'shaches Elokim es arei hakikar, vayiskor Elokim es Avraham, vayishalach es Lot mitoch hafecha, v'afoch es harim asher yashab behen Lot. And what happened when Hashem destroyed the arei hakikar, these lands here, he remembered, Hashem remembers Avraham and sends out Lot from the midst of that upheaval as he upheavaled destroyed these cities that Lot was sitting in. Fine. So you could just read the pasuk and just say, okay, like, right, Hashem saved Lot. Good. Does it bother anybody, this pasuk? Like, is anything about it that bothers you as you look at it?
It seems like it's invoking that Lot was saved in Avraham's marriage.
So first of all, who did Hashem remember? Avraham. Usually when Hashem helps people in the Torah, Hashem remembers
them.
That person.
In their own zechut.
Right. Hashem pakad at Sarah, Kashya Amar, he remembers Sarah, he remembers Avraham Yitzchak. I guess that's not true. We have Avraham Yitzchak, he remembers the Avo sometimes to help Klal Yisrael. Right? But like, usually Hashem like is like listening or hearing or remembering the person and then responds, right, by helping that person. Here, Hashem remembers Avraham and sends Lot out of Sodom. Okay, that's one piece that's interesting. Anything else about it that's interesting? Okay, if I'm wrong with that. Yeah, what?
When Hashem destroyed the cities, and at the end, he destroyed the cities where Lot.
He takes him mitoch ha-hafecha b'hafoch es ha-arim. Yeah, he takes him from the upturned cities as he upturned the cities. Yeah, it's a kind of like a strong language there, but what's happening at that moment. Good, yeah. How about the placement of the pasuk?
It seems like it's out of place, because after the whole story, then he's telling you that he saved them.
Like, we know that already. Right. We know that Hashem saves Lot. That's the whole story. We just read a whole story. But Hashem sending Malachim to save Lot. So why is he waiting until the end of the whole story to teach me this thing that Hashem saved Lot? Yeah?
Okay. This is the stupid one.
They're not.
How come he didn't have to send the Malachim to Abraham or to somebody else?
What do you mean, beforehand?
When he went to tell him that he had to come out.
Right.
Why didn't he send the...
The Malachim to Avram?
Yeah.
Well, they came to Avram first to tell him he's going to have a baby.
Right.
Etc. And then Hashem tells Avram that I should do this first. Someone told me I should do a review of the Parsha before we start the Parsha. Just told me. Right? Let's review the Parsha. Okay? Beginning the story starts, Avram just had a bris milah, and the three angels come to him. Right? He thinks they're people. He brings them into his house. They say you're going to have a baby, right? A year from now, and then they leave. And where do they leave? They leave to go to Sodom. And Hashem says, whoa, Avraham, by the way, I want to let you know, I'm destroying Sodom. I think we did this last week. Last year, we talked about that whole story, right? That Hashem, I wanted to let Avraham know, and Avraham davens for them, and Hashem, he doesn't win, but it's still good that he davened. And that whole story happens. And then Avraham loses, and the angels continue. Mm-hmm. And they continue to Sodom. Two of them continue to Sodom. To one to destroy the city and one to save Lot. Sorry, that's how I should have started. So then, after that happens, these guys, they pull Lot out and the city is destroyed. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
Good, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, Jess.
Is this the first time, I think yes, but is this the first time in the Torah where we're seeing this language of like, and God remembered Avraham specifically? Like, did... Because he just said he remembered Sarah.
That's later, correct? Hashem remembering Sarah is going to be at the end of this week's Parsha, actually. Mm-hmm. Within this Parsha, actually, mm-hmm. later on. So you go down to Avimelech, and he steals right. Sarah. The second time she's taken away, and then Hashem remembers Sarah. That happens in this Parsha.
Just yeah. following on that, though, Hashem doesn't forget. So
what does it mean Hashem remembers?
Right. Because she reminded me that when she said Hashem remembers.
But Hashem remembers. Right? What does it mean Hashem remembers? Good.
Yeah.
Well, Hashem doesn't forget. So what do you mean he remembers? Yeah.
I don't know. This seems like, yes, it seems out of place. Like, we already know this happened. But we see this happen, like, all the time in Tanakh, where, like, there's just this, like, I don't know, it's kind of like a closing sentence.
Like,
so, like, and this is what happened. Like, we have it at the end of Megillat Esther. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of bookending
this. It's a closing sentence.
And it's also setting a precedent of like God remembering Avraham and using the language of Elohim, which is
judgment,
deem, right? Which is judgment. So it's like he had to punish, but like he remembered Avraham. So I don't know, kind of marrying like the, well, I'm having a little bit of, not sympathy, but like grace for the fact that, like, Avraham is great and you're related to him. And if you're related to him, there may be a piece of you in him. And, like, that's why when we daven now, we say, okay, Avraham, Yaakov, because we want to remind Hashem, like, hey, like, like, in their merit, like, let me be saved, or, you know, have grace on me.
Yeah, but that contradicts Tetvav.
That? Yeah.
Where it says, no, Alachim grab. Start grabbing everybody. It says, become let Hashem alav. That Hashem seems to
have mercy on Lot.
Right.
Right. Because the last question that.
So that's Lot, and now we're saying.
Avraham. Right.
Which so, is it?
Exactly. So that's also why I want, and that's actually where I want to get our focus to narrow a little bit, but you're right. Look, you could just say this possibly makes a lot of sense. It's kind of the closing of the story. Avraham kind of wakes up. This whole conversation, like, that Avraham, like, dreamed this, like, and he wakes up and all of a sudden he sees what happened. It's like,
right. So right? I think that's why that's here. Because Avraham wakes up, he sees it's destroyed, and he goes back to the, well, I guess we had an agreement. I mean, what if there were 10? Right. So this is clarifying, like, Hashem would have kept to it had there been the requisite number of people.
He didn't.
But see, it's destroyed.
But
I remembered our conversation and I destroyed it.
And by the way, but I saved Lot.
Right.
But Hashem's not talking to Avraham.
Right.
But yes, but it's sort of like this, like, you know, like, as Avraham watches destruction now, oh my gosh, what's the positive thing? Yeah, but don't worry, like, Avraham, reminder that we saved Lot.
Right.
I saved Lot, right? But he's not told that right now. We actually don't. True. We never find in the Torah that, like, any type of, like, messenger comes to let Avram know that Lot is okay. Because in fact, we know that Lot doesn't know he's okay. Lot thinks he's the only person left in the world, right? That's a different story, which we're not going to talk about now, right? But the next story, right? Lot and his daughters, which takes place in that cave afterwards. Lot thinks he's the only person who survived. So he's not sending messages to Avraham, so we don't actually know how Avraham found out. But the bottom line is, you're right, it could just be a nice concluding sentence here. But the thing that actually a number of the Rishonim talk about is, why in fact did Hashem save Lot? Was Lot such a good guy? He deserved to be saved? And what is that about? And maybe that can help us kind of understand a little bit more what this is, what's going on. Okay? So let's take a look at the Sforno in source number 2. The Sforno in source number 2 says the following. He notices the language of mitoch ha-hafecha b'hafoch et ha-arim, which is what Shana, what you pointed out, that this is like he's being pulled out of like the inside difficulty scenario. Okay, everyone see where we are? Source number 2? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. So, says the Sforno. So the thing is two-sided. So he says, so first of all, why is Lot being saved? Not on his own merits. So this morning he's being saved because of Avraham. Okay, we're going to talk more about that in a second. And he's saved from inside this upheaval that's going on in there. But od shaya hakel yitbarach hofech et harim, while Hashem is destroying the city. Kodem sheyatzah Lot mikol akikar. He actually is destroying the city before Lot gets all the way out. Like literally the language we talk about is like literally like, you know, like in like, remember Aladdin?
I was thinking of Aladdin.
Okay. So you remember in Aladdin?
When they're in the Cave of Wonders.
In the Cave of Wonders.
Okay.
Maybe just me and Jess remember. It could be Aladdin. It could be Indiana Jones.
Right, yes.
It can be whatever movie you're thinking of when they're in a cave and all of a sudden they like push the wrong button. Right, I was like, everything starts to fall. It could be whatever example you want to give, right? And things start falling, right? And so like, and they're like, dun, 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 dun. You know, you just like, just barely slide out before everything just falls on them, right? So it could be whatever movie you like. But that's like, mitoch ha'afecha is like, it was literally being overrun and destroyed as he's leaving, okay? V'lazeh lo haya zocheh b'shum panim. And he shouldn't have been merited that on his own in any way. Okay, what happened? He has information at the beginning, Lot. Like, dude, this is happening. Right? I didn't say dude, but it's happening. Right? Like, we're destroying this place. Get out. And what does he do? Nothing. He's warned and he doesn't go. Right? He's atzluto. Atzluto is his laziness, right? Laziness, right? Kamru bayit mama. That's the language of the pasuk that he wavers, right? Lefikach yarei lashevet b'tzor. And that's why he's even afraid to spread it. As Lot's leaving, actually, he even says to the malachim, like, I can't stay here, right? I can't like keep going. I need to like hide in this city. Can you not destroy that one? And they actually listen, right? And they don't destroy as many as they were planning on destroying, right? Because Belot's like panicked. He doesn't know what to do, right? But ki chashav shahafecha tamtim gam latzoar. He doesn't know where it's going to, maybe it's going to be that place. Also, who knows? Ad shemaleid hu mimena b'schus Avram. He only gets out because of Avram. V'sha'acharei tseito misham titpashet ha'afecha gam atzor. And then after he leaves, it goes and go to the tzor also. The bottom line is, he thinks the whole world's being destroyed, right? And he gets pulled out mitoch ha'afecha. He's pulled out from this huge destruction. So why does it say that? Aleph, because it's like that example. He should have left earlier and he didn't, right? So the implication though, let's just pull this back though. He should have left earlier. It's almost like he didn't deserve it now because it's already too late. What's the implication?
That he would have deserved it earlier. Yeah. He was like maybe closer
on. Sounds like when it was earlier on and they were giving the earlier warnings, maybe that he was worthy of in some way. There's something
have believed the warning, like these are men from Hashem.
And okay.
Hashem is going to do something. He says he's going to do it. So having shown that faith
could have been the thing. Okay, so there's something that Lot himself could have been worthy of, right? If he would have listened earlier, which is very interesting, right? But instead he waits till it's like literally happening, right? And at that moment he's allows himself to be yanked out, basically. It's like the least active person. If you have like a high school student, you might know what that's like. So like, right, like you're like, okay, fine. Right, so like, he just like pulled out of there. But the Sforno says he didn't really deserve it, right? And that would explain the language of Hashem remembered who?
Avraham.
And Vayishalach. Do you know what?
This is an important distinction.
Map?
No, just Chumash. We need Nikudo here. For one second, why do we need Nikudo? You'll see why. Well, if this works, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too.
What pasuk is it? Is Yud Tet.
Chav Tet.
Chav Tet.
No, why? It's Yud Bet Chav Tet.
Yud Tet. I opened to the right page.
What?
That's what?
I opened up the book to the right page.
Wow.
Randomly. Whatever. The language is, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. But you were here when it happened. Okay. Vahi b'shachet alakim es ha'ariyaki kava yiskol him at Avram. You remembered him. Vayishalach et Lot. If it's vayishlach, we mean he sent him as a messenger. Vayishalach means?
Almost like he
kicked him out. Right. He put him on a...
Right.
One of those things. And like catapulted him out of the room. Right. So that the language is that he like... basically like spit him out. It's like Yonah. Right? He like spit him out of Sodom basically, right? Which fits perfectly with the whole language there. That he like doesn't refuse. He doesn't want to go. And he doesn't know what to do. And Hashem's like, does that Lot's Zuchus? No. That's because of Avraham. If he would have listened early, maybe because he had Emunah, or maybe there's something else that he did, which we're going to see, he would have done something. So then I get it. Then he deserves it. And then at least like he deserves to be saved. But what's maybe the purpose of the end of the story mentioning that Lot is saved is to kind of emphasize how he was saved. He was saved totally on Avraham's zuchos, right? Avraham's merit, because we have to explain what that means also, but certainly not his own, because he has malachim yelling at him, it's time to leave, and he refuses to listen. And he can't. And by the way, just...
he has low self-esteem issue. He doesn't think he's worthy.
Okay.
Or just also frozen in panic.
Okay. Or that's all very nice. I like that. It's so nice for being kind to Lot. But what else could it have been? What do we know about Lot?
He's so comfortable in Sodom.
Lot has just... Chazal say, right, that Lot has just become like an important person in Sodom. Again, that's Chazal. Don't get me wrong. That's a Medrash.
He chose Sodom.
He chooses Sodom. Certainly he likes Sodom. That's the Pesukim is clear. He decides to go. Right? Lot chooses Sodom and he and Avram are fighting. He can go anywhere he wants. What does he choose? He chooses Sodom of all places. Why? Because it's beautiful and it's green and it's going to be good for his animals and good for his parnasa. It's going to work out well for him. So he chose this place and now he's like building his life and it's going great. And he's like, you know, and now they say get out. And he's like, maybe it'll be okay. They're like, it's really not going to be okay. He's like, well, maybe it'll be okay. Right? And then they finally have to pull him out. Right? So this is a very poor, continue to paint Lot, a very poor picture.
It's such a contrast to the story of Avram in Lech Lecha.
Yes.
Where like, he doesn't hesitate. He doesn't even know where he's supposed to go. He's just like, I'm out.
He has every reason to say no, Avram. Mm-hmm. Right? Every reason to say like, to do what? Sorry? To leave what?
Ah,
he's the foil to Avram in a certain way. Yeah, good.
Well, but maybe also that's why it's, maybe that contrast is why it's in Avraham's merit also, like because of how quick Avraham was to leave
when
I told him. That's why even though you hesitated, I'm going to help usher you out.
Good. Okay, we didn't even get started. You should know. We're not even close. No, we're good. Good. So that's the Sforna. Take a look at the Ramban, source number 3. The Ramban in source number 3 writes the following. Vayiskor Elokim es Avraham vayishalach Elon. And he sent Lord out. Inyan hakatuvazeh. What is this about, says the Ramban. Ki lot nitchased im hatzadik. Lot did chesed with the tzadik. Which tzadik? Avraham. La lechadimo. La shut ba'aretz. Ba'asheyelech. Avram's like, God told me it's time to go to leave home and go to Eretz Canaan. Oh, sorry, I don't even know if it's Eretz Canaan. It's to the land that God will show me. I have no idea where I'm going. I don't know how I'm going to make any money. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know anything. But it's time to go. Lot, you want to come?
And Lot goes with him loyally.
And Lot's like, yeah.
But that's a chesed.
It's amazing. That's an amazing thing that Lot did. You were just being nice to Lot. So Lot, nitchased im hatzadik, lalechad imo, lashut ba'aretz, asher b'asher yelech, v'hu shenemar, v'yelech itolo. By the way, every language we saw about Lot now in this story was, Lot refuses to do anything and everything he's being acted upon. What's v'yelech itolo?
He's actively
going. Lot went with him. He didn't get schlepped along with Avraham. He decided to go, right? That was bold. Okay, yeah, don't get me wrong. He's following Avraham Avinu, but he wasn't Avraham Avinu yet. He was Avram, you know, who, I don't know, who was a little, you know, he was charismatic, but.
Well, how much time do you think has passed between one incident and the other?
Oh, that's a good question. Since they left until now, Avram at this point is about to have a child. He's 99. So it's 24 years have passed. Good question. It's been 24 years since they left until I'm 75 when they leave, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's 99 now. So yes, great question. But the point is that he did a chesed by going with him. V'hu shenamar v'yelech itolo ki latzavot shalo halach. Right? He went on his own. He followed the command that Hashem had given Avraham. Hashem didn't command Lot. Amen. Anyways. V'lachein hayalo zechut latzilo b'zechus Avraham. Therefore, he saved with the zechus of Avraham. Okay, that's going to be clear. It's not totally on his own. Right, but he can follow on the coattails of Avraham and be saved. Why? Because he was already ready ahead of a long time ago to follow on the coattails of Avraham. A person who was already willing to follow Avraham when he didn't have to and listen to Hashem, right, and join him on this mission on his own accord. Mm-hmm. Hashem says, I didn't forget about you 24 years later. That special thing that you did, you followed Avraham, right? That was very special he did that. So you know what? You don't really deserve to be saved, Lot. You've gotten yourself involved with the wrong cast of characters. You're involved in their terrible stuff. You're not much better than they are. And nevertheless, I'm going to save you. Why? Because you did something really special a long time ago.
Well, also, and you wouldn't have been here if you didn't leave with him. You wouldn't have been in a place.
Wouldn't have gotten yourself into this trouble. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look at the next line. And he says, "Ki ba'avuro hu gar b'sodom," because who made him live in Sodom in the first place? It was Avraham. Mm-hmm. Why? V'lulei Avram. What is for Avram? Odeno he have a Haran. He would have been at home in Haran. It wouldn't have been in Sodom. He only gets to Sodom because he follows Avram. So give him a little bit of a break. V'lo yitachein shetavo yelav ra'a b'avur Avram. Shiatza b'mitzvat kono. Beautiful. It's not fair to say that he's going to follow Avram to this new land and now he gets punished. You're going to say, what do you mean? He made bad choices. Yeah, but his initial choice was so good. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to, Hashem says, I'm not going to allow you to be all bad for you. Again, things don't go all great for Lot at the end here, but at least he's not killed in Sodom. Why? Because of the chesed that he did to follow Avraham then. Fine. The gamze haya inyan shesham Avraham nafsho bekapo lirdov hamalachim ba'avraham. That's a part of why Avraham's willing to, again, go fight the four kings and the five kings, last week's parsha, mm-hmm. for Lot. So according to the Ramban, so according to the Sforno, Lot has basically knows, maybe would have had his zechus, some merit originally if he would have listened when the Malachim said, time to go. But he didn't. So Hashem says, I took him, mitoch afecha, I schlepped him out, vayishalach, I sent him out. Why? Only in the zechus of Avraham, because Avraham deserved it. Okay, presumably because Avraham cares about him. This is nothing. The Ramban says, not so fast. Lot did a really good thing. What good thing did Lot do? Lot was willing to follow Avraham to Eretz Canaan. That's a big deal. And he never would have gone to Sodom if it wasn't for following Avraham. So he still needs the chus of Avraham to help him out because he did some bad stuff. He would got himself with the wrong crowd. But that Hashem doesn't forget that one nice thing that he did, which wasn't such a small thing, and he rewards him.
Except that he didn't remember Lot, he remembered Avraham.
Correct. Exactly. So, right, so what's the point? It's not, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great. Right?
He didn't remember what Lot did. He remembered, supposedly according to the Pasuk, he remembered Avraham.
Right, remembers Avraham. So, correct. So, it's a little, it's not as strong for the Ramban in the Pesukim because it's not like Hashem's remembering Lot's actions. Yeah. He's remembering Avraham and that Lot followed him. So, in that account, he likes Lot out. You're right. It's not as strong on what Lot did. Good. Good. Okay. That's the second answer. Third answer. Rashi in source number 4. You're going to tell me what you think about this one. Vayiskor Elokim es Avraham. And Hashem remembered Avraham. Ma'u zechiratol shel Avraham al Lot. Again, Rashi still has to deal with this also. He remembers Avraham about Lot. What do you remember about Lot? Nizkiru shahaya Lot yodea shesara ishto shel Avraham. Okay, story from last week. What happened last week? Last week they go down to, they're walking around trying to get people to convert to monotheism. It's not working. They go all the way down to Egypt. And they get to Egypt, and what does Avram say to his wife? Don't say you're my wife. Say that you are my
sister.
After all, she kind of was his half-sister, whatever, fine. Say you're my sister. Why? So that when they want to take you as a wife, they want to take you for their wife, they don't murder me, right, to take you. Just say you're my sister, and they'll take you. That'll be bad also, but okay. That's his idea, right? Great. So all we talk about in that story is Avram and Sarah, right? Mm-hmm. There's another person in that story.
His name is Habashan.
Okay, good. He comes earlier. But there's another person there.
Like Lot.
Lot went with them to Mitzrayim. We don't even hear about Lot. We just hear about Lot that he made money on the way out. Right, but Lot is there. And Avram and Sarah have this whole scheme, right, to save Avram's life, to make sure they don't murder him, to marry Sarah. And there's this other person who's saying it the whole time. His name is Lot. And Lot is the only person who knows the truth. Okay? And what happened?
He doesn't reveal
the truth. Vishama Shama Avram b'mitzrayim al Sarah achosihi. He hears him saying, she's my sister. Velo gilah hadavar. And Lot doesn't tell.
He doesn't blow the cover.
Okay? Shayachas alav. He had rachmanas on Avram. Didn't want to do bad to him. Lefikach chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu alav. And that's why Hashem has rachmanas on him. Okay, I see people making faces. What? You don't like it. Go ahead. It's okay.
It's like weak.
Weak. Yeah, why is it weak? Feels a little weak. Why does it feel weak?
I just like imagine it playing out. Like, that would be pretty messed up. It's like, wait, she's not your sister. What are you talking about? Like, who would do that? After you followed someone out into strange land and you're following them blindly, you're going to like throw them under the bus and make them seem like a liar and they can get killed. Like, duh, he didn't say anything. He could have been killed too.
That's like a normal human thing to do. To not blow Avram's cover in Mitzrayim so he doesn't get murdered. It's like, wow, big tzaddik. There's no song, Lot is a big tzaddik. That's a they don't have that one for a reason, right? So like, it's so big. So big. Not so big. Good. So I want to double down on your question, okay? Look at source number 5, the Sifsei Chacham. Sifsei Chachamim is a what's called a super commentary. A super commentary is a commentary on a commentary. I always love when people say like, oh, he's writing a commentary on the Abarbanel. I'm always like, well, you must be really smart if you can write a commentary on someone's commentary. So like, that's like already like very, I don't know, that's beyond me. But the Sifsei Chachamim is that, it's a commentary on Rashi. They always like try to understand what Rashi's getting at here. So take a look at Sifsei Chachamim, look at the second paragraph. V'hiksha Maharaam. I don't know what that is. That's the question. Avayim koze. Yesh li shol. Madu lo nizkar ha-tova sha-salot la-Avraham sha-zavet artso u-makam lo al-artso v'alach achara b'chol makom shalach. I don't know. He says, I got a bigger one. He left, what the Ramban said. He left his homeland to go. Why are you using this one? Right? So I don't even want to see his answer for right now. But that's a great question, right? By the way, give me another example, another mitzvah that we see Lot does. In this story, we didn't talk about it yet, but Lot does something.
Like Hachnasas Orchid.
Yeah, when the Malachim come to Lot, in that story, So Lot takes them in and he gives them food, etc. It doesn't do it as nice as Avraham. Right? But this is a place in Sodom, you're not allowed to have guests. Mm-hmm. And he lets them in, and that's why everyone surrounds his house. He's willing to sacrifice himself for Hachanas Zorchim.
His daughter.
He's also sacrificing his daughters. Fine, it's a little, you know, short-sighted. But he's not perfect, right? But he does other good stuff. Lot has other good qualities.
This is the thing.
Right.
This is the thing. Fine. So I'm going to skip ahead for a second. I want to tell you what I think. Yeah?
I was just going to say, maybe because the language in the pasuk is Avraham-related, so that's why these Mefarshim are trying to tie something Lot did because of Avraham specifically.
You know? Oh, that Hashem remember. Oh,
right.
Very interesting. Okay, so this might fit, actually, what I'm going to tell you. That what Bina is saying is, like, maybe this is some way of, like, connecting. Hashem remembers Avraham, and so he saves Lot. Like, what's the connection there? Okay? So maybe it's that he remembers Avram, like Avram's still alive.
Right.
Because Lot was willing
like
to preserve him.
For Avram.
So I think there's something to think about in this, to answer this question. And then if we have time, we'll see a couple other things. But this, I think, is very interesting. And I don't have this quoted from anybody. I don't think I made it up myself. But I don't know. Maybe I did. But I don't think I did. But I didn't see this quote. There's no source for this. Okay? But you have to go back for a second. Okay? In Parshas Noach, when we're first introduced to Avraham. So the Torah tells us, Vayamas Haran, Haran is Avraham's brother, right? He dies, Al Penei Terach Aviv, Be'eretz Melorato Be'ur Kastim. We're told this story, that basically Nahor, who's Avraham's father, had two sons, Haran and Avraham, and Haran dies. And he dies, Al Penei Terach, in front of the face of his father Terach, in a place called Ur Kasdim. And the Medrash takes this pasuk to town and tells this very exciting story, a Medrash you may have heard before, maybe not. The Medrash says the following. It says that after Avram was, you know, a little boy and he was smashing idols of his father's idols, his father owned an idol shop, right, and he smashed all the idols and he would have all these back and forths with him about that these idols don't do anything and there's really one God, etc. So at some point, Terach has had it with Avram and he brings him to Nimrod, who is the king in Ur Kasdim. And he says to Nimrod, like, I'm done with this boy. And Nimrod says to him, okay, you know, Abram, like, either bow down to this idol or I'm going to throw you into this furnace, right? A fiery furnace. You're going to die. And Abram says, no. So this thing's all happening, right? And he doesn't just come with, Nahor doesn't come with Avram. He comes with his other son, Haran. And they're both there. So Haran is watching, like, his, I don't know if he's older brother, younger brother. Let's say even his older brother. Avram, he's watching him. He's like, I don't know what's going to happen here. Right? So he's like, I'll play it both ways. He says, if Avram goes in the fire and he's miraculously saved by this God of his, I'm with Avraham. Right? If he doesn't, if he dies in there, so then I'll bow down to the idol. Fine. Avram's thrown in the furnace, and what happens?
He survives.
He comes out alive, says the Medrash. He comes out alive. The Rambam quotes this Medrash, by the way, as something that happened. Fine. So Haran says, okay. They say, Haran, what do you say? He's like, I'm with Avraham. They throw him in and?
He dies.
Fine. Who is Haran? Father. Haran is Lot's father. Okay?
Oh.
Haran is, it's good, it's dramatic. he's Lot's father. Avraham now. When Avraham goes to Eretz Canaan, why does he bring Lot along?
He had to raise this kid.
He's responsible for the death of his father. And he brings Lot with him wherever he goes. Right? Very beautiful on the one hand. But if you're Lot, how do you feel about Avram?
You resent him.
Maybe you feel a little bit
resentful.
On the one hand, he's my uncle, he takes care of me. On the other hand, he's the reason for the death of my father. Right? Not so great. Right? And throughout the story, we kind of find that Lot, on the one hand, follows with Avram and makes it work for him. On the other hand, we don't really know Lot like doing a whole lot with Avram. He doesn't like join him in a lot of things that he does. We don't really know that Lot is so in with him. And by the way, once he makes his money in Mitzrayim, he's ready to separate from Avram. He leaves, right? Kind of maybe live his own life. I imagine Lot walked around every day and everyone said, oh, Lot, who are you, sir? I said, no, we know who that guy is. That's Avram's nephew, wherever he went, right? And he was annoyed about that probably, right? It's annoying, right? It's hard to be the nephew of Abraham, right? And maybe they come down to Mitzrayim and everything that's happened in Lot's life is because of this guy. and he has a chance. And by the way, he makes a lot of money in the end. Maybe he could have made a lot more money, right? He could have asked for I'll give you information, and you pay me off. And Lot had his chance at that point to literally or figuratively stab his uncle in the back, and he doesn't do it. So I don't know if that's the real pshat and the real answer to this, but it's a pretty plausible explanation for why all of a sudden this reason gets placed in front. Hashem remembers Avraham and he sends Lot. Why? Because Avraham's only there because of Lot.
Well, and also specifically, why is it at this place in the text? The pasuk before ends with the word Hakib Shan.
Ooh, like, I didn't think of that at all. Jess, I like that.
Yeah, that's like drawing on exactly why
he's remember. Out. Wow, Jess, I never thought about that. That he looks up and what does he see? He sees a fiery furnace.
Oh my gosh.
He sees the smoke, right? And at that moment, Hashem said, it said that Hashem, wow, Jess, that's like a huge, nice addition to this vort. Next time I say it somewhere, I'm going to quote Jess. Wow. Right, so he sees this fire, this smoke, and now Hashem, what did he do? Hashem remembers, he destroys, right? He remembers Avram, and he saves Lot from that fire, right? Lot, the son of Haran, is saved from that fire, right? And Hashem remembers Avram, but he really remembers Lot, right? Because of what Lot did in that moment. So that's another really, I think, interesting approach. And by the way, some ask the question, so why this over has Hachnas Torachim? So first of all, it's much bigger, it seems, at this point. But it's also much quieter. Right? Who knows what Lot did? Who would ever know what Lot did? Nobody. It's not on some, no one made a video they put on TikTok of like some big chesed that everyone can watch that Lot did. No one's going to know ever what he did. Sometimes the biggest chasadim are the ones that the things that we don't do when we could, and we just let things go. We don't take that shot that we could take, and it's basically Lot doing nothing, right? And maybe the Lot doing nothing, right, which was so special that he did nothing in that moment, allows him to be saved when he feels like he can't do anything, right? And he gets saved by Hashem in that moment when Lot finally freezes up. Hashem remembers. Hashem remembers where he didn't have to freeze up, but he did. And he gets pulled out. Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like that idea a lot. And I think it's plausible, actually. I think like it goes nicely. It actually explains a lot. But I had one other idea, but we're running out of time here. So maybe I'll just show you one other idea. Well, you know what? I'll show it to you. Let me just choose which one. Hold on 1 second. Well, by the way, let's look at it in the Zayin Torah. Look in source number 3. I gave you a really big, big piece here in the Zayin Torah. I'm sorry, it's so big. I should have put some underlines. Right in the middle of the page, right here. Okay, right in the middle. The Zayin Torah, Rav Saretzkin, who I guess I quote now every single week, because I just think his things he says are so cool. So he says the following, by Yiskor Lo Kimes Avraham, Ma Zechiria Nizkar Lo Lo Lo, what did he remember? Shtika Shishatak La Avraham, B'Shah Sha'amar Avraham Asara, Ishto Achosi, right? That's what he said, but he was quiet. That's according to the Medrash. But Solon Lamar, Zacharet Achesed, Shalom Asaret Adola Paro, he didn't hand him over. B'Shah Shaya Nimsa B'Sakana. Achain Zechus Gedolahi, you see, it's a big Zechus. Ve'e'erli B'ni, Hagan of Bezdin de Zlodek, I don't know what that is, but his son, who was the Av Bezdin Zlodek, the head of the Bezdin Zlodek. Shemize Yeshalamot Shalorak Ma'ase O Machshava Tova. Ach afilu hitgabrut rigait al hayetzer. Sometimes you think it's a small action that I do. Makes a big difference. Sometimes it's the decision to not do something, just for a moment. Hamesita the Hadam the Hara wants it. I want to say something or tell a story or shtach somebody. You have something to say that you could really say and it'd feel real good to say it, right? Einena holechet li'ibur b'yom adin. Hashem doesn't forget about it. Doesn't get wasted. On the Yom HaDin, when Hashem remembers about us. V'alula la'orer ala rachamim, and it can bring tremendous mercy on a person. B'shah shakol zuchuyotav hamamashiyim kfar nishkelu b'mozneha mishpat ha'loki. When the balance, right, that scale is being made in Shemayim for us, right? V'lo haya behem kedi la'achriya et ha'kaf la'atzalato. right? And, and it's 50-50, and you get what's going to be remembered? That thing you didn't say. That thing you held back. That thing you decided, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to hit back, right? The amazing power of sometimes just deciding, you know what, I'm going to let it go, and I'm not going to attack. And that has such an incredible opportunity in that moment. Yeah, fine. You know what? I think this is it. So we'll stop here. Maybe next year I'll bring one of these other pieces. We'll talk about it. But I think it's very important, because I think we sometimes think that what does it mean to do a chesed, especially these days. It's nice when kids go to, you know, Zimbabwe or wherever to do chesed. It's beautiful. It's nice. You know, they go to all kinds of the four corners of the world that the yeshiva some descendants do. And me and Chaya sometimes joke about it. Like, you know, we can go to who knows where, whatever state of the union to do chesed. It's very nice. And I'm not saying it's not nice. It is nice. But sometimes a reminder that, like, the chesed you can do in your house, the chesed you can do with your family, the chesed you can do with your friends, the small words, the small things, the things that we do say, the things that we don't say, the things that we, right? Those, in the end of the day, Lot is saved from Sodom. He made the worst decision in his life to move to Sodom. And Lot is saved from Sodom. Why? For that one thing he didn't say. So we don't know how Hashem makes cheshbonos and decides and whatever, right? But it's a reminder that we should never think that there's anything that's too small, anything that's so little, that's it's meaningless. So I came to one shir. I said one tefillah. I said one whatever. It's not true. I say it all the time. That Rabbi Friend changed my life when I went in 2020 to the CMS shots. I took my boys to a Patriots Jets game a few weeks ago at the Meadowlands, and we were driving up. I was with Moshe and Aaron, and I said, "Guys, it was the last time we did this. It was 4 years ago when we came into the CMS shots, just before COVID. CMS shots are 90,000 people." So I took my, they were much littler then, and freezing cold. It was freezing cold. And they were freezing. They wanted to go home. And I said, "We can go home, but we don't have to wait for the Siyum. We have to wait for Rabbi Friend." Because every year Rabbi Friend says something amazing at Siyum Hashas. I've told you this before, I know. But, and so he got up and he said, he's talking about Daf Yomi. What's the reason why people don't do Daf Yomi? Because they say, I'm gonna start it and I'm never going to finish. I'm going to this and I'm not going to, it's not. I'm not going to be, I can't do 12, whatever, however many hundreds of Daf and Gemara. I can't do that. I can do it. So he said, the most important thing to remember is always never allow perfect to be the enemy of good. He says, so you'll learn one daf. One daf is better than no daf. You'll learn 50 daf. That's better than 20 daf. You'll learn 100, whatever it is. Whatever you do is good. And it's helpful. And it's positive. And it makes a difference. And we should never, ever say, if I can't do it perfect, I might as well not try. Because that's when we allow perfect to be the enemy of good. And it changed my whole life. I don't usually say that. But that line, because I struggle with this, with trying to do things perfect. And it's not healthy. And so it helped me a lot when he said that, because it just like gave me that chizak, like, right, it's okay. So do one good thing, and then you do another good thing, and then you do a bad thing, and then you do a good thing later. And don't worry about it. Just keep doing good. And I think the story of Lot, a person who is not so great. He's not so great, Lot. He did some good things. And in the end of the day, Hashem remembered the good things that he did. Because we should never, ever, ever think that if I can't do it perfect, I might as well not try. Because you never know how much that one thing can make all the difference. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.